William Adriano Baikid, Executive Director in Western Equatorial State Governor Alfred Futio's office, says the project will provide jobs to local citizens.
Within that MOU, we have the local recruitment, which will be 70%, and 30% will go to those who are implementing the project from the international company. Those from the state will actually benefit from the company itself.
Baiki says Tofad will build several feeder roads in the state.
We have a 100-kilometer road construction from Yambia to Meridi, Yambia Gangura, Yambia to Ringasi. And number two is the airstrip. Number three is rehabilitation of the state secretariat. Number four is to build the state house. And number five will be to build state headquarters.
Baiki says authorities in Western Equatoria are optimistic that Tofad will complete all of the projects on time as agreed in the Memorandum of Understanding. Dr. Ambrose Magaya, a member of the National Dialogue Steering Secretariat and a citizen of Western Equatoria, says the project will help develop the state.
Everything that can come as an investment to the state is a good thing, especially if it can contribute to the development of the area. We are really an agriculture area. We need a lot of infrastructure to help us get our product to the market.
Magaya says Western Equatoria is primarily an agriculture area, which requires better roads and more airstrips to link all of the state's counties so that farmers can transport their produce to the markets, not only across the state but across the country.
We need a lot of airports in the state because the state is very vast. And if we need to develop the state in terms of infrastructure, we need to make sure that we have airstrip all across the state, from Mundi, Meridi, Yambio, Chambra, so that we can be able to be connected to the business area. Well, the people of Western Equatoria will really emerge, and then it will help also South Sudan in general. In order to promote agriculture, we need the basic infrastructure.
Western Equatorial youth Toby Adams says the initiative will create jobs for many unemployed young people who have no income.
We, as the youth of Western Equatorial State, we really welcome this project and we welcome this initiative. At least our humble request as the youth of Western Equatoria is let more chances be given to the youth, more especially from the ground here.
Baiki says the state government will pay for the project using non-oil revenue collected within the state. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Juba.